This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne on with us. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, Cal. How are you?
It's an interesting day. We're watching the weather down here, but you've got a lot of things going on with the legislature and wanted to see kind of what the big focus has been on for you in the past week.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Always good to speak with you. Yeah, we've been super busy up here. The House is in full swing right now. Our committee meetings are happening every day. I've been focusing on quite a few of my own bills that I've written, but we have some really important stuff coming up today that I'd like to talk about first, and that has to do with broadband. So, real quick, I'll touch on this, and I want to tell everybody ahead of time that I'm obviously on this committee that deals with broadband and its economic development and small business. But if you are interested in either testifying or watching the hearings, this is very transparent, and it's all online. And if you really have concerns for your area that you live in, this would be a great day to log into Oregon Legislative Information System, which is OLIS.gov, and take the time to either testify or at least watch the hearing so you kind of see what's happening moving forward into the future.
So tell us more about this bill that's going to be looked at in this whole area of broadband.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat. Back in 2020, there was a Senate Bill 1603, which actually created an Oregon Broadband Fund. And that was predicted to be about $5 million a year. And it was from general funds. And it was basically going to every year spend some money on underserved areas that needed to be brought up. In other words, in Douglas County, that would be areas with little internet to no internet. That could be, you know, Tiller, Drain, Yoncalla, places where there just isn't a lot of internet. That was in 2020. So during the pandemic, Congress passed a bipartisan infrastructure bill, and they wanted to basically, intent was to close the digital divide. And so this year, Oregon is actually in line to receive up to $700 million for improving broadband service. And the target will be underserved and underutilized areas, tribal communities and marginalized communities across the state. So basically there's three bills we're hearing today, House Bill 2766, 3201, and 3249. And all of them kind of have to do with procuring those funds, moving forward with those funds, and opening doors to keep those funds rolling in so that we may be able to basically upgrade our broadband service throughout our district for sure. Douglas County does qualify for one of the most underserved areas. So, yeah.
And obviously a big concern, a lot of money there being spent. And for Douglas County, what about the sort of the footprint? I mean, how much of our county really does have some serious issues with access to broadband?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Carl. I have actually looked online. There's a map that was produced by the federal government. It's been a few years back. And I didn't think it was that accurate. There was actually a time when you were when the map was being developed that you could actually go online and look at the map, and you could actually log your address to basically say you either have service or you don't have service. But a lot of people didn't do that. So I think that map's going to be updated. I would say probably anywhere outside of our major metropolitan areas in Douglas County is underserved. Now, we do have some really neat infrastructure already in place because we have, you know, Douglas Electric, which is also Douglas Fastnet, so they've already got some of their own lines out there. And there's other ways to get the internet out to the rural areas. But, you know, places up Little River, Drain, Yoncalla, any remote areas, this could be big. This could be something that will actually get you up to speed.
And what time again today is this hearing?
So these hearings start today at 1:00. And if you log into OLIS now, you can actually see all the testimony that is already there. And you can also get a schedule of when and what time the hearings are going to actually be. There'll be three of them today.
And I also wanted to check about bills that you are working on personally.
Yeah, it's just been really super busy. We have some really neat stuff in the works. Of course, I have one of the ones that I really near and dear to my heart is my search and rescue bill. And that actually, we just did an amendment to it And that is actually hopefully going to get a hearing here pretty soon. Basically, what that does is it allows the police officer to request a subpoena in the circuit court to get information from an individual regarding a missing person. Obviously, the missing person is already missing, but this will allow the people that potentially could have information to be able to not, you know, basically they would assert their right for against self-incrimination by giving you information that could help us find the person. Hoping we get our hearing on that one. Maybe it's possible next week, but we'll see where that goes. And as lately, I'm sure you've seen, it's made the news, my House Bill 3118, which is a firearm safety training in schools. We haven't got our hearing on it yet, but certainly has got everybody's attention. So hoping that we see that.
Yeah.
Of course, we're still...
Can you tell us a little bit more about what that one is proposing?
Yeah, so basically what that bill proposes is that the schools have the ability to, from first grade forward, have the ability to offer firearm safety training for kids in school. Doesn't say the schools have to do it. Some schools may choose not to do it, but this would allow the schools that want to do it to be able to legally do it. Doesn't necessarily say that it's a curriculum that says they have to teach them how to shoot, but it basically teaches a, you know, 12-year-old exactly what to do if they find a gun, or if, you know, they'll understand how safe or not safe a gun can be by how they're handled.
And we have time to look at one more bill.
Yeah, sorry. The other bill that we're working really hard is the cat tax bill, and we're right now in process of making an amendment to that, and it's looking really good so far. We're trying to bring some relief to small businesses, particularly in all over Oregon, but for sure in Douglas County. So there's just a whole lot going on, Kyle.
All right, very good. Live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne, out of time for now, but we'll check it again next week. Virgil, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a good day.
8:42 with the Morning Report.